Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone to another episode. I'm so glad to be able to speak with you today, and I hope that the prayer today touches your heart and you join with me in prayer for the different areas and the different nations that are suffering today. And I was just listening to the news and all the things that are going on across the world, how people are suffering and going through, and so and they're suffering so greatly, and they, you know, the countries need prayer. And so there's different countries that I, and different areas of the different nations that I wanted to lift up today. But I first wanted to start with the scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:8-18. We are pressed down on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith Psalmist had when he said, "I believed in God, so I spoke." We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but things we cannot see will last forever. So I just wanted to encourage those that are going through right now, those that are in other countries that are suffering and being persecuted. You're being persecuted for your faith, for trusting in Jesus. I can't even imagine the torture some have to go through, where the children are being killed, their wives, their husbands are being tortured and killed, women being raped, children, and just suffering and the persecution that they have to go through. And God, I believe, is there with you. I know that he's there with you. He's there with you, uplifting you, giving you peace in your time of need. I always pray that if it ever came to America, that we would be killed for Jesus' name. or toward the producing, that God would give me that strength to stand. And so I want to just lift up those who are in Sri Lanka, Nigeria, Burkina Faso, China, just all those different places that are suffering right now for Jesus Christ. And so I just want to uplift you today and pray with you. Also in Pakistan, you know, pray with you that God will strengthen you in your time of need. So, Lord, I just pray for our sisters and brothers in these areas, in these nations. I just pray, Lord, that you just send your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, be with them. Surround them. Cover them. Protect them. Give them peace in their hour of need, Lord. There's great suffering, great distress, God. Churches are being bombed, Lord. And the people are being killed and hurt. Lord, we just pray for them today. Send your angels to protect them. Fight their battles, God. Give them peace in their hour of need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them to stand when they don't have the strength to stand, Lord. Give them strength, God. Give them peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help them not to fear, for we know in the scripture it says that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. There's a scripture, even in Revelation, that says, do not fear, you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is to cast some of you into prison so that you will be tested. You will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Lord, just be with them, Lord, in this hour and in this day, God. Encourage their hearts, Lord. Guard their hearts, oh God. Help them to stand continuously that they will not turn to the right nor to the left. They will not doubt their faith, but know that you are with them day in and day out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for your people today. Pray for the children, protection over each and every child, Lord. In the name of Jesus, protect the children. In the name of Jesus, surround the churches, oh God, with your protection right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, deliver in your delivering power, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we cannot see what the purpose is all the time, but Lord, we know that you have a purpose in everything. Lord, even when the people come to hurt the Christians, God, your saints, God, help them even to love their enemies and that open the enemy's heart that they would even receive the word. Give them word in their heart. Begin to open even the enemy's mind, those persecutors' mind, that they begin to see your face, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Corinthians says, for the sake of Christ, and I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecution, and calamity. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Lord, we need you today. We need you today. We need you today. Matthew says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And this is the ESV version. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Hallelujah. But we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy today, God. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you, God. And Lord, we thank you for your delivering power. But even in the hour of distress, God, you can deliver. And so I'm praying for you, not just protection. I'm not just praying only for peace and strength, but for deliverance, God. Deliver your people from out of trouble, God. In the name of Jesus, deliver the faith, God. Those who are being imprisoned, Lord. Those who are being raped, God. Those who are being tortured, God. Lord, in your word into their hearts, God. Right now, in Jesus' name, encourage their hearts. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Send compassion on those that are persecuting them. Send the word in Jesus' name. Lord, you are powerful and mighty. You are a glorious God. And we know that in all things, you are with us. And we can do all things in your name. We bless your name today. We give you the glory. We give you the praise and the honor. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your protection over those people. I thank you for your peace, your strength, your deliverance over them now, over their homes, over their churches, over their families, God. Thank you today. We thank you today. Guide them day in and day out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, guide them, God. Guide them. Maybe those who are in hiding, give them wisdom. In the name of Jesus. So that they know what to do when the time comes, God. They know what to say. Give them a word. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know there's power and deliverance in your name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give them a word to even get to their captive. To put the captive heart. To make them think, to make their hearts humble, that they would even come to know you as their Lord and Savior. That they would even have dreams when they go home, after they would go home and have dreams that Jesus is Lord, that you are Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all powerful and mighty God. All powerful and mighty God, deliver in the name of Jesus. Break down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Break every yoke, God, in the name of Jesus. Your power is mightier than ever we can imagine. Glory to God. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name.